Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is February 3rd, Monday, 2020, day 34. Today's topic, you will be my treasured possession. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace, and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you, that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 19, verses 1 to 6, Exodus chapter 17, verse 8 to chapter 19, verse 15, Matthew chapter 22, verse 34 to chapter 23, verse 12, Proverbs 6, verses 27 to 35. Today's main passage, Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 to 6. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wing, and brought you to myself. Now if you obey me fully, and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today from Jesus is, "You will be my treasured possession." My catch today is very special and challenging, because many people live in this saying, oh my car, you will be my treasured possession. No matter how expensive you are, I will sooner or later buy you. Good clothes, good shoes, good cell phone, good watches, good house. Oh, life is a continuous collecting of treasures. Have you ever thought of God wants to say to you, "You will be my treasured possession"? Today's Exodus tells us that after 3 months, those Israelites left Egypt, and how they experienced God's sovereignty and mighty power. God commanded Moses to tell the Israelites, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites. Wow, God says to you now, you will be my treasured possession. But you might be just as many people. To give so much for those treasured possession all the time of your life, then when at the end, who do you belong to as his treasured possession? If we put today... today's messages from Exodus and Matthew, and today's Matthew's message. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. I do hope you will understand what the Lord wants to tell you and to challenge you. Actually, who do you belong to as his treasured possession? Do you belong to the possession of the one who created you, the Lord who loves you, the King who leads you? Or do you belong to the one who tempts you every day to use all your time and energy to collect your own treasures? That's the devil, the king of this dark world. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, lead us to follow your way and keep your commandments so that we can become your treasured possession. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and challenge have you received that might change your attitude and your future direction? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.